frameworkradio. Or to make a one-time donation of an amount of your choice, visit frameworkradio.net.
You are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Well, hello there. I am Neva Wartell, host of Music for the Masses, inviting you to join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on an excursion of sound and rhythm, where we discover how much amazing music comes from places in the world you may be familiar with, or you've wondered about, or maybe never even heard of. Music for the Masses comes to you live from Catskill every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. only on listener-supported, solar-powered, community-based radio for open ears, open minds, and open hearts. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Suitable for the avid globehopper and armchair traveler alike. You might want to pack a map and a sandwich.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Igars Kildas and Louisa Sargine Kildas of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
cell. And then from this point on, history begins in where the very powerful people control the biggest control in all the great lines of supply. This shows up very much. You get to Italy, where you see all those beautiful fertile valleys, lovely castellos commanding the valleys. But there's one city in Italy that's very different, Venice. No walls whatsoever to the water people. And the water people then took their ships all around Italy and brought up lines of supply, and they starved all the people out of the castello. This is a great change over the fundamentals of humanity. So we have suddenly Magellan going around the world, and those that control the great lines of supply between the Europe and Asia, who has enormous resources, great wealth has already been developed, to bring that wealth to Europe and cash in on it. Enormous ambitions to do that. These ambitions operate under the names of different countries like France and Portugal, but they're really great, powerful individuals. Queen Elizabeth was the first founder of East India Company in 1600. Just about three-quarters of a century after Magellan gets around. And she then was a private enterprise with some of her private friends, and she was able to protect it with her empire's capability. There's an enormous battle. Battle of Trafalgar, 1805, and suddenly the British Empire is it. And it is said to be the first empire in which the sun never set. Writing just before Trafalgar, 5 years before and 5 years after, two different books, have Thomas Malthus, who is a professor of economics at East India Company College. And he is the first individual in history to have total vital statistics from around a closed system Earth. That people think of because that all these servants all around were picking up the critical information. So suddenly he had this incredible information, and he was able to write 1800s and 1810 to confirm it. They're quite clearly commanding the quantifying stuff at a geometrical rate, but does this new thing like before, only an arithmetical rate, quite clearly commanding the majority of man's designed to be evaded. So they had.
Demonstrate a never-before-tested psychic ability. Using an extraordinary new research submarine, the team would attempt to prove that man's psychic capabilities could indeed reveal the ocean's secrets. As real as a person is the research submarine, Taurus One. This 34-foot-long, electric-powered, $3 million submersible is perfectly suited for the experiment Schwartz has in mind. With her large viewport, more than 1,000 foot depth limit, and the ability to retrieve objects from the sea floor, Taurus One offers the Mobius Group a real chance to prove their psychic claims.
for example. For example, when the dial is turned fully to the left, there is minimal resistance between the left and the center pins, a maximum resistance between the center and right pins. The resistance between the left and right pins will always be the total resistance.
Manual de instrucciones para la astronave Tierra. Existe un hecho excepcionalmente importante con respecto a la nave espacial Tierra, y es que no vino con ella ningún manual de instrucciones. Creo que es muy significativo que no existan instrucciones para manipular con esta nave. A la vista de la infinita atención para todos los demás detalles que exhibe, debe considerarse que el libro de instrucciones fue omitido deliberadamente y a propósito. La falta de instrucciones nos ha forzado a enterarnos de que existen dos clases de frutos: los frutos rojos que pueden matarnos y los frutos rojos que nos sirven de alimento. Y teníamos que encontrar caminos que nos dijesen cuál era la clase de fruto rojo antes del ingerirlo, ya que de otro modo moriríamos. Nos vimos forzados, así, debido a la falta del libro de instrucciones, a emplear nuestro intelecto, que es nuestra facultad suprema, para idear procedimientos experimentales e interpretar de un modo efectivo el significado de los hallazgos experimentales.
Capacitors are used in the manufacture of condenser mics. The diaphragm in these mics is connected to one of the plates of the capacitor. Remember that a capacitor consists of two metal plates, one with a positive charge, the other with a negative charge, between which electrical energy can be stored. The distance between the plates determines the amount of stored charge. In a condenser mic, the vibrations of the diaphragm connected to one of the plates moves that plate and thereby changes the relationship between the two plates. Condenser mics utilize batteries or electrets, miniature charge-storing devices, to supply the electrical charge to the plates. Here, as in the case of crystal mics, voltages corresponding to frequency changes are fed to the ATR as AC audio signals. The condenser mic is a high impedance device, and therefore a battery-powered transistor is used to produce a low impedance output signal. A dynamic mic utilizes a permanent magnet, which has a coil placed between the magnet's poles. The diaphragm is connected to the coil, and as it vibrates, it moves the coil within, which a current is then produced. That current represents the AC audio signal. Dynamic mics are low impedance devices. They generate large currents and low voltages. Dynamic mics require no battery. They are less expensive than condenser mics, but have a lower frequency response. However, they are sturdy mics and supply adequate sound for the normal audio recording of VTRs.
It communicates with the computer.
An important aspect of microphones is their directivity characteristics. The shape of the casing and the manner in which the air hits the diaphragm determines the zone of sound to which a given mic is sensitive.
On the terminal, and
mics are
the
classified as
each,
omnidirectional,
quick
unidirectional,
for these
cardioid, and bidirectional.
Part 2 defines the setup.
Directivity is discussed
and briefly summarizes its features.
Video workshop.
Part 3 describes each feature in detail.
When the two tapes are brought into contact,
part one,
they are
keyboard controls and indicators.
Frequency AC field.
The VT100 terminal normally
this
performs
field acts
a two-part
to agitate
function.
The low core CV
it is an
tape,
input device
while
to a computer.
Affecting the high
information
energy.
Entered through the keyboard is sent
when
to
the field
the
is removed. The domains
it is simultaneously
of the copy
an output
into
device
the pattern of the domains
the
of the master.
That is. Data
mirror image of the master
the
produces a
ready-for-play
image
on the
copy.
Video screen. The following
the
controls and indicators on the
VT100
keyboard
frequencies
are illustrated.
Therefore, requires that the audio and control track pulses be recorded on the copy by the conventional high-speed transfer method.
Part 2. Setup mode.
AC transfer copies also suffer a loss of
unlike
FM
most terminals, the VT100 does not use switches or jumpers
this
to individually
loss
turn
is due to the, fact
the built-in
that
terminal features on
the
or off.
The ferric oxide tape maintains its full magnetic properties, and these properties inherently
instead,
oppose the transfer process.
The VT100 uses a non-volatile memory,
there
the NVR,
are two methods for winding the tape
which always remembers
AC
what features
system.
Have been selected,
dynamic,
as if a switch had been set.
Using the dynamic method, 3 or 5 one-hour-long tapes can be copied simultaneously in 6 minutes. The bifeeler method duplicates only one tape.
The selection and storage of
and
built-in terminal features is performed in a special mode of operation called setup mode. When you enter setup mode, the status of the feature stored in the temporary memory is shown on the screen. You can then change the features and store any new feature selections either temporarily or by leaving setup mode, or on a fixed basis by performing a save operation. In either case, the terminal operation will reflect the new feature selection. If a recall operation is performed, or the terminal is reset, or the terminal power is turned off, all temporary feature settings are replaced by the features that have been stored.
It's more than
on a fixed basis.
Lines, and for color, more than 240 lines.
The overeat indicator will turn red.
Remember,
and the machine will shut off
the
if the motor becomes too hot after shutting.
Single horizontal
for more than 5 minutes.
An emergency of
the color horizontal resolution
requiring the activation
is never as
ECC.
High as the black and
the
white
DCC can be activated either by DSM personal physically residing at the ECC or remotely from the ROC. The use of the
looking
ROC
at the water diagram,
DSM personnel who are prevented from going to the ECC due to restricted
clear
access to speed up the ECC startup time.
A control response.
DSM personnel
to less
who utilize workstations
to
systems in the ROC.
As the resistors
is in
geografia do espaço intertropical, a divisão fitogeográfica do espaço intertropical da Terra considera os impérios florísticos de
escritura
de 1890. Como ponto principal, o sistema florístico fez o nome do ótimo.
Notice that while resistors
and COP produces their ROC is being used in very limited fashion and only on temporary
non-permanent series
combined
to make the power
to ensure
that the ESM field
can respond effectively to one ESM field is at 1,000 or emergency event requiring ECC activation server or parents are available
side
by side. Alerting personnel to maintain
communications
during
the transmitter.
The ESN emergency.
The geographer and naturalist Alexander von
these are JPL,
iniciou o estudo da
fitogeografia
científica em 1806. Porém, foi o botânico Andreas Franz Guggenstein o primeiro a tentar dar uma
limitação
à fitogeografia, elaborando uma classificação mundial da vegetação no fim do século XIX.
During that emergency, we were seeing the whole team
at the culminar of the post elaborada for
full stage service
and Hitler Müller para a organização das Nações Unidas para a educação, a ciência e a cultura.
Note that one side of the battery and resistor are unconnected, and there is a wire connected only
seguindo critérios referidos como fisionômicos ecológicos.
This creates a single sideband transmission.
The capacitor is now charged, and it is storing the electricity it received. It will remain charged as long as the loose wire is kept away from metal.
Read all instructions. Do not use this device for an other than intended use. Not intended for use by or near children or persons with reduced physical, sensory, or mental capabilities or lack of experience and knowledge. Close supervision is necessary when any device is used by or near children or incapacitated persons. Children should be supervised to ensure that they do not play with this device. Warning, to avoid inadvertent activation, turn off and unplug before cleaning. Caution, in order to avoid a hazard due to inadvertent resetting of the thermal cutout power of this device, must not be supplied through an external switching device such as a timer or connected to a circuit that is regularly switched on and off by the utility. To protect against risk of electrical shock, do not put this device in water or other liquid. Unplug
to avoid electrical shock.
Before putting on or taking off the power.
Do not install.
Always check the shower enclosure before plugging cord into wall outlet. To disconnect, turn off the device, then remove plug from the wall outlet.
A colorizer generates color signals and mixes them with the luminous signals. A particular color can be set at a particular
level. Note that the battery voltage and circuit resistance will limit the current
voltage level of the black and white signals. Every time that voltage level occurs, that color and saturation also occur. Depending on the colorizer, each color, red, green, blue, etc., has a particular number of saturation levels which can be selected. Some colorizers are capable of keying, which makes it possible to separately colorize areas in close proximity, which are also close in voltage level. Realistic color cannot be produced with a colorizer. Instead, colorizing results in a psychedelic-like image similar to that of a solarized color photograph.
Produzca una emergencia, asegúrese de que la radio esté encendida y sintonizada en el channel 16. Seguidamente proceda, como se indica a continuación. Paso 1. Pulse la tecla PTT, pulsar para hablar, del inglés push to talk, el micrófono o terminal y diga Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX XXX, el nombre de su arco. Paso 3. Indique la posición según la latitud, longitud o facilite el rumbo verdadero o magnético a un punto de referencia bien conocido como, por ejemplo, una ayuda a la navegación o un accidente geográfico tal como una isla o la entrada a un puerto. Explique la razón de la llamada de socorro. Paso 4. Hundimiento, colisión, encalladura, incendio, piratería, lesión grave, etc. Especifique el tipo de asistencia que desea. Paso 5. Bombas, ayuda médica, etc. Paso 6. Indique el número de personas a bordo y el estado de los heridos. Paso 7. Estime la navegabilidad actual y las condiciones del barco. Paso 8. una descripción de su barco, eslora, rojo, torvela, color y otros rasgos distintivos. Paso 9, diga over para finalizar el mensaje. Paso 9, diga over para finalizar el mensaje. Finalizar el mensaje, suelte el interruptor PTT y escuche, escuche. Paso 10, obtiene respuestas, repita el procedimiento anterior. Si sigue sin haber respuesta, pruebe en otro canal. Nota, la transmisión no debería superar un minuto total. El FM 48000 dispone de una función de llamada de socorro, DSC, la cual permite enviar digitalmente una llamada de socorro a todos los barcos con radios DSC compatibles. Para obtener más información, consulte la sección 4 de llamada selectiva digital. Si se envía accidentalmente una llamada, consulte cómo enviar una llamada de cancelación de socorro.
Establecer en el marco de la decisión 804 los requisitos y procedimientos comunitarios inherentes al registro y control de los miembros. Facilitar la implementación y o el cumplimiento de los requisitos mediante lineamientos y procedimientos armonizados para evaluación de los PQUA con fines de registro y reevaluación, asegurando la eficacia biológica del producto, la prevención y minimización de riesgos a la salud y el ambiente. Establecer los criterios y procedimientos comunitarios para que las autoridades nacionales competentes evalúen el riesgo-beneficio de la registración.
Antes de usarlo, revise si presentaba
antes a los criterios de calidad y especificidad para
proteger la vegetación
de los países miembros.
Asegúrese de colocar el cartucho de señalización según las instrucciones del fabricante. Apunte en el ángulo de buque. Dispare hacia arriba y alejado de personas, objetos o estructuras inflamables.
La sección 1, el registro de plaguicidas químicos de uso agrícola. 1. Objetivo del registro. Establecer un proceso que garantice el cumplimiento de registros del ingrediente activo, grado técnico C, y del producto formulado PF, con la finalidad de realizar la evaluación técnica para asegurar la eficacia biológica del producto y prevenir y minimizar el riesgo a la salud y el ambiente, según lo establece la decisión 804.
La
armonización del riesgo con la aplicación de los convenios de Estocolmo y de Rotterdam ratificados por los países miembros de la comunidad andina. Todos los países miembros de la comunidad andina son partes en el convenio de Rotterdam sobre el procedimiento de consentimiento fundamentado previo aplicable a ciertos plaguicidas y productos químicos peligrosos objeto de comercio internacional. Y en el convenio de Estocolmo sobre contaminantes orgánicos persistentes. Y en consecuencia, debido al carácter jurídicamente vinculante de estos acuerdos multilaterales, están obligados a aplicar las medidas que ambos informan sobre los plaguicidas químicos de uso agrícola incluidos en sus anexos, entre otros productos químicos. La decisión 804 establece en el mismo sentido que los artículos 13 y 32 respectivamente que no se registrará un PQUA cuando alguno de los componentes presentes en la formulación de un plaguicida se encuentren prohibidos por los convenios internacionales ratificados por el país miembro que confiere el registro y que la ANC cancelará el registro cuando alguno de los componentes presentes en la formulación de un plaguicida se prohíba por los convenios internacionales ratificados por el país miembro. En consideración de lo anterior, para un registro de plaguicida se requiere verificar previamente si el ingrediente activo u otros componentes incluidos en las formulaciones son contaminantes orgánicos persistentes incluidos en las listas de productos químicos en los anexos A y B del convenio de Estocolmo o si están incluidos en el anexo 3 de productos químicos sujetos al procedimiento de consentimiento fundamentado previo establecido en el convenio de Rotterdam. Igualmente, se debe verificar si están incluidos en algún otro convenio jurídicamente vinculante ratificado por el país miembro en que se realiza el registro del plaguicida. En caso afirmativo, se debe supeditar el mismo cumplimiento de las disposiciones del respectivo convenio.
Mayday. Copiame, copiame, Mayday, Mayday. Check, check. Channel 14. Mayday, Mayday. Mayday, Mayday. Charlie Golf Tango. 831. Mayday, Mayday. Charlie Golf Tango. 831. Mayday, Mayday. Copiame, copiame. Cambio, cambio. Lo voy a copiar, lo copiar.
Cargue la pistola correctamente.
31 grados, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4. Mayday, mayday. Copiado, cambio conectado. Mayday.
To check the contents of the memory channel, push the VFO memory switch and the contents are displayed on the frequency display.
Columbia in almost an 80 degree bank to the right to dissipate speed. The first of four banks it performs as it approaches Florida to slow down as it descends. Altitude now 47 miles or about 248,000 feet. Shuttle speed is 16,400 miles per hour. Aboard the shuttle on the flight deck are Commander Rick Husband and Pilot William McCool, Flight Engineer Kana Chambla, and Mission Specialist Laurel Clark. On the lower deck of the shuttle for entry are Payload Commander Mike Anderson, Mission Specialist David Brown, and Payload Specialist from the Israel Space Agency, Alon Ramon.
The horizontal amplifier circuit consists of two high gain amplifier tubes and associated components. Signal is applied through a coupling condenser to a gain control and then on to the grid of one tube. The unbypassed cathode resistor is essentially common to both tubes. Signal is the first tube developing voltage across the cathode and the resistor. As the grid of the second tube is grounded, the common cathode resistor couples with the signal into the second tube.
Check. 1, 2, 3. Ground control. Copy, over.
La modalidad define estrategias y acciones pertinentes y de calidad desde lo propio y lo intercultural. Funciona principalmente en territorios étnicos, zonas rurales y rurales dispersas del país. Reconoce la vulnerabilidad cultural como parte del desarrollo de la infancia. Niños, niñas, niños, 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 niños juego de la exploración. No todas las comunidades identifican el desarrollo de las niñas y los niños de la misma manera, ni valoran acontecimientos presentes en el curso de la vida de igual forma. Para algunos tiene valor el momento del parto y nacimiento, cuando se pone el nombre a un bebé, su primer baño o corte de uñas, por ejemplo. En la vida de las niñas y los niños intervienen diferentes personas que resultan importantes en su desarrollo. Por lo general, identificamos a las madres, padres y abuelos como los más importantes. Sin embargo, para algunas comunidades, los hermanos mayores tienen un lugar muy importante al ser cuidadores de las niñas y los niños más pequeños. Para otros, los médicos tradicionales inciden de manera fundamental en el cuidado de la salud y al velar por la armonía de las relaciones que se tejen alrededor de las niñas y los niños. Las nanas, los tíos, parteras, maestras, sabedores pueden ser considerados agentes importantes para el desarrollo de las niñas y los niños en distintas culturas. Hay tantas expectativas sobre el desarrollo infantil como culturas. Desde una perspectiva de desarrollo humano y sostenible, las personas, familias y comunidades deben contar con la libertad de definir lo que ellos que consideran apropiado para sus vidas. Entendemos también que puede haber expectativas diferentes sobre el desarrollo de las niñas y los niños, pero también que como adultos debemos propiciar las posibilidades para que ellos participen en la definición de aquello que consideran apropiado para sus propias vidas. Manual operativo, modalidad propia e intercultural para la atención a la primera infancia.
A vector scale provides an visual rendition of the color signals. Before the graph is announced, each color has a specific location of the eye. A vector scope is used to determine luminance amplitude and prominence fade and amplitude. Color saturation is represented on the graph in terms of displacement from the center. The farther away from the center, the greater the saturation. Linear rather than polar display can also be used to examine differential gain. Differential gain is the amplitude change of color subcarrier as a function of luminance. Differential phase is the phase modulation of the color signal by the luminance signal. Signal generator provides specific test signals such as sync, color burst, color bars, or convergence patterns. Signal generator equipment must often be used with an oscilloscope for certain maintenance procedures.
Accomplish this by feeding a small portion of the signal in the vertical amplifier plate circuits into the grid circuits of the multivibrator.
Color bars. use to check color circuit alignment.
The center tapped synchronizing control makes it possible to lock in on either the positive or negative peak of the signal.
180 degree away when plotted on a microscope. Some color bar generators provide the simultaneous generation of a range of black to white bars for comparing prominence and luminance levels. Modulated staircase. Used for measurements of differential gain and
parity, when enabled, checks for correct data transmission. If a transmission error occurs, the VT-100 can detect it and indicate its presence by placing a checkboard character on the screen in place of the character with the error. The parity sense features the character with the error. The parity sense feature determines if the parity is even or odd. When parity is disabled, no parity bit is transmitted or received.
Vertical lines only. Horizontal lines only, white dots only, and crosshatch.
The parity sense feature defines which of the two methods of parity checking, odd or even, is being used by the VT-100.
Sawtooth output.
If the parity feature is wrong, the terminal's parity sense must match
to the parity of the horizontal ascending circuit of the oscilloscope.
If parity sense features do not match, most characters sent to the computer will be rejected, even though the character was received correctly by the VT-100.
Before going
if a parity incompatibility occurs, the checkerboard character will be shown on the screen in place of the received character.
Problems can save you time and money.
Yet so
all too often, a piece of
the receive speed must be set to match the computer transmits on the VT-100 is capable of receiving at any one of the following preselected speeds. 50, 75, 110, 200, 300, 600, 2000, 2400, 3600, 2800, 2900, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400, 2400
these weak brightness, maybe see our data or one voltage system needs
and
work.
Transmit data at a different speed.
If the rest is too small, the power supply needs work.
What a great joke.
Weak batteries also calls.
It's crazy enough. I look at people sometimes.
If the raster is not wide or tall enough,
I hate them.
The horizontal or vertical deflection output circuitry needs work.
And I hate them.
If only a horizontal line is displayed, the vertical deflection circuitry
needs work. But I hate them because I know
if the raster is tilted,
that I'm here for them, that I belong to them.
If the raster displays pin tension or barrel distortion,
because you see, I didn't belong to him. If I wasn't placed here for them, I would be a free spirit.
The high voltage system.
But I can't be free as long as I haven't served my purpose. I can't be free as long as I can't give to people what I have to give to them. Yes, I'm more free than most men. I'm more free than most spirits. But yet I'm chained. You see, it's a great joke on me, too. Then again.
Confirme que el cartón inferior del barco ha sido completamente tapado. unprecedented. That's not good.
Flying Man also reports that no tracking data from the C-band radar at the Merritt Island tracking station has been reported of any objects.
Well, you're hearing commentator James Hartsfield in Mission Control saying that the tracking station here on Merritt Island, here at the Kennedy Space Center, is not able to pick up anything.
Taking a look at the over 53 wrecks reported in the Catalina Island area, I am convinced that there has been no known reported wreck in this area or of a ship of this type.
I didn't expect this kind of a hill.
1549, runway 4 is available.
We want to
make left traffic tomorrow.
I don't think we can make any runway. What about over to our right? Anything in Jersey, maybe Teterboro?
Okay, yeah,
right
side.
Roger.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a